KO4ULP, KO4ULP, KZ4TMA. Heard, KZ4TMA monitoring.
For TMA, N4ZLK. Good evening, Simon.
How you doing? It's been a while.
A second. Light turned green. I had to get through the intersection. How are you? Haven't heard you in quite a while.
It's been a while. I'm good. As you might remember, I think we talked about this. I was moving to a new location that's a little bit in the shadow of Paris Mountain from the repeater. That combined with the fact that I had to remove my mobile rig for a little while I was doing some car maintenance means I just hadn't been on in a while. But here I am. I'm mobile in Malden, and I think I'm hitting the repeater pretty well now that I've put things back together. How do I sound?
Sound the same old Simon, and your signal sounds great. So, yeah, it's fine. Are you officially moved into your new place?
Good to hear. And, yeah, we're all moved in. You know, over the holidays, I threw out the last box and got the attic a little bit organized, and I thought, okay, I think this house is better organized than any house I've ever lived in anyway, so I think we're officially moved in.
Doing remodel work on it, is that correct, before you moved in?
Yeah, so we had actually bought, you know, the Greenville market. It was just tricky to find a builder that we felt comfortable working with because we're relatively new to the area. So it was one thing to find a builder that we wanted to work with and who wasn't just price gouging, giving us crazy bids because so many builders were... Well, we learned it the hard way, but it turns out what was happening is so many builders were so busy that they were just giving us these crazy high quotes as if to say, yeah, if you'll pay us this, we'll prioritize it, which was just confusing because since I didn't really know that world, I just couldn't make sense of all the prices. But, yeah, we did a remodel, finally picked a builder in March, and then they were done enough for us to move in mid-October.
Yeah, I learned something from my son-in-law. He's in commercial roofing. He's an estimator. And he said that this year they would give quotes, but in the quotes they would say, this is the price today for the roof materials, but if you wait more than 30 days, we can't guarantee this price because the prices are changing and going up so drastically that we can only give you, you know, if you decide today that you want this price. He said they could not quote 3 months out because they didn't know what the prices were going to be on the materials. So I know some of the residential issues were like that as well, but it was just such a hot market, you know. And like you said, guys were so busy, they're like, I'll just give you a ridiculous price, and if you take it, then we'll build it. But right now we can't, you know, we got too much work.
I hear you on the materials. That's a good point. But yeah, I just kind of wish they'd have said that. I wish they'd said, hey, we're busy, but if you'll pay us this. All they said was, hey, we'd love to work with you. Here's the price. And so I just thought it was a normal price, and I was, you know, eyes popping out of my head. Anyway, it also took months to get a quote from some companies because they were too busy to even give us a quote. But anyway, we were new at it. We'd never done a renovation before, and we were doing it in a very unusual season. So fortunately, I love the builder we got. Very grateful for him. He's done a wonderful job, very reasonable and just pleasant to work with. And again, he didn't start till April. But he had things ready for us to move in mid-October. As you know, he's been around touching stuff up. He kind of feels like our first house guest in a way, but it's all been small stuff that we could easily live through. So anyway, we're in. We're settled. Really grateful to be there. And now I just need to set up a base station so I can hit this repeater from home or convince the club to link the Paris Mountain and Caesar's Head repeaters.
Worked out. Sometimes there's just nothing you can do. So, but I'm glad you're in, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you. I'm glad to hear you. I think I heard you one time a few weeks ago, but I wasn't able to get to the microphone. So I'm glad I was able to say hello.
How you been? How are the holidays? And are you just wrapping up the day on your way home right now, or what?
I have a new grandbaby. She was born December 22nd. And no, I am not wrapping up my day. I just got started a couple hours ago. I switched to a night run in October, 1st of October. So I'm here outside of Malden. Made a pickup in Granger and Fountain Inn. I'm taking that to Spartanburg, and then I'll come back to Greenville and then take a load to Atlanta and then come back from Atlanta. I'll be done sometime in the morning.
October is around the time I moved to the new place and took my mobile rig apart. See, I haven't heard that update. Okay, first off, congratulations. That's great about the grandbaby. Wonderful to hear. We had a nephew born on the 4th, and we're kind of in that mode, too, of just doing and eyeing over baby pictures. Congratulations. I'm eager to hear where. Is this grandbaby close enough that you get to see it often, or is it pretty far away? We're not too far from our extended family. And tell me more about the night. Are you liking it? Was this by preference? We've talked a little bit about how you used to do the local drives. I can't remember what you called those smaller trucks, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm eager to hear how you're liking this night shift stuff.
Question, yes, she's in Traveler's Rest. My oldest son and his wife live in Traveler's Rest. So they have the two daughters now, a two-year-old and the newborn. So we see them very regularly. My wife gets to see her more than I do right now. Let's see, as far as nighttime, it's okay. You know, I like the work. It's a whole lot easier. It's just working at night. That's the worst part about it. Traffic's not as bad at night. I can make a little more money at nighttime. Well, sometimes a lot more money. So we had a wedding coming up, which is no longer going through. So that took care of that. But that was the original intent, was to make a little extra money to pay for the wedding. And that's been called off now. So I'll probably stay on here I have to stay through April or end of March. I might do it another 6 months, just make a little extra money. It's kind of nice. And I only work 4 nights. I'm off on Wednesday nights. So it works out pretty good. I don't miss delivering packages like I was, but I miss, you know, customers. And I just, you know, you don't sleep as well in the daytime, in the daytime as you do at night, unless you can get a totally blackout room. But don't have that luxury, or just haven't taken that opportunity yet. But I'm fine. I mean, it's good. It's just a different schedule. I'm just trying to get used to it. So if I sleep well, I have a good night. You know, if I don't sleep well, I have a little struggle here and there, but it's all right. We'll make it. I get sleep in the daytime, too, sometimes. And poor ZLK.
CMA. Yeah, I hear you. All right. So probably less stressful in terms of traffic or number of stops. Probably more boring, but peaceful. Yeah, no, but I hear you on the sleep. That would be tricky. I'm not sure I could do that. Or, well, I know I couldn't do it right now, but that's probably because I'm in that phase of life when I don't sleep well anyway, just for family-related reasons. So maybe if I were older and an empty nester, maybe I could pull it off. I don't know. All right, but yeah, I hear you on the saving money. I'm sorry to hear about the wedding, but all right, so you'll be on that for, the first quarter at least, and then think about re-upping. All right, well, I'm getting a little personal here, but I'm curious, if you're willing to share, what is your granddad name? We've got, you know, I'm not a granddad, but, you know, we're at that stage where all my brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and everybody has their official grandparent name or whatever name they want our kids to call them, so I'm curious.
I'm happy to share. They call me Pops. In fact, I even have a t-shirt that says World's Best Pops, so it must be true, you know. Nothing I can say about that.
If that got past t-shirt quality control review and fact-checking, it must be true. So congratulations. Wear it with pride. No, it's good to hear. All right, yeah, congrats again on that. That's exciting. Well, I'm watching my passenger actually walk up, so I'll have to say 73. Best wishes for the night. I hope, I don't know how you slept today, but I hope it's a good night. I'll remember your shift now if I'm occasionally doing this little route to do the same pickup I do some nights of the week. I'll see if I can catch you, especially now that I got the mobile rig back up. All right, yeah, have a good night, and we'll talk again soon. N4ZOK, KZ4TMA, clear after your final. Have a good night, Shane.
Simon, I'm not sure how well I'm making it. I'm in a low spot here at Woodruff and 85, but very good to hear you tonight. 73 to you, and Happy New Year. Congratulations on getting moved into the house. We'll talk to you later. KZ4TMA, N4ZLK.